this chick's got it coming. Someone better get this bitch. Well, she gets kicked in the stomach and she's pregnant, but she's egging me on, begging me to throw her off the steps of this porch. My only weapon is force, and I don't want to resort to violence up any sort. But what she shoving me for? Doesn't she love me no more? Wasn't she hugging me 4 minutes ago at the door? Man, I'm this close to going toe-to-toe with this whore. What would you do if she was telling you she wants a divorce? She's having another baby in a month and it's yours. And you find out it isn't, cause this bitch has been visiting someone else and sucking his dick and kissing you on the lips when you get back to Michigan. Not a plot is thinking and worse, cause you feel like you've been sticking your fucking dick in a hearse. So you paranoid at every little cold that you get. Ever since I told you this shit, you've been holding your dick. So you go to the clinic sweating every minute you win it. Then the doctor comes out looking like Dennis the Menace, and it's obvious to everyone in the lobby it's AIDS. He ain't even gotta call you in his office to say it. So you jet back home, cause you gon' get that hoe. When you see her, you gon' bend her fucking neck back, yo. Cause you love her, you never would expect that blow. Oh, we told you to scoop, how could she stoop that low? Jesus, I don't believe this. Bitch works at the cleanest, bringing me home diseases, swinging from obese penis. She's so deceiving, shit, this hoe's a genius. She
that's why I ain't got no time.
I hear Brenda's got a name, but Brenda's barely got a brain. A damn shame, the girl can hardly spell her name. That's not our problem, that's up to Brenda's family. Well, let me show you how it affects our whole community. Now Brenda really never knew her moms, and her dad was a junkie putting death into his arms. It's sad, cause I bet Brenda doesn't even know. Just cause you're in the ghetto doesn't mean you can't grow. That's a thought, my own revelation. Do whatever it takes to resist the temptation. Brenda got herself a boyfriend. Her boyfriend was a cousin, now it's about the joy. And she tried to hide her pregnancy from a family who really didn't care to see or give a damn if she went out and had a church of kids. As long as when the check came, they got first dibs. Now Brenda's belly's getting bigger, but no one seems to notice any change in her figure. She's 12 years old and she's having a baby. In love with the molester who's sexing her crazy. And your aunt also thinks that'll be with her forever. And dreams of a world with the two of them all together. Whatever, he left there and she had the baby solo. She had it on the bathroom floor and didn't know. So she didn't know what to throw away and what to keep. She wrapped the baby up and threw him in a trash heap. I guess she thought she'd get away, wouldn't hear the cries. She didn't realize how much the little baby had her eyes. Now the baby's in a trash falling. Mama can't help her, but it hurts to hear her calling. Brenda wants to run away. Mama say you're making me lose pay. And social workers see every day. Now Brenda's gotta make her own way. Can't go to a family, they won't let her stay. No money, no babysitter, she couldn't keep a job. She tried to sell crack, but ended up getting robbed. So now what's next? It ain't nothing left to sell. So she sees sex as a way of leaving hell. It's paying her rent, so she really can't complain. Prostitute, fam, slang. And Brenda's her name, she's got a bank.